I'll turn on the back in a minute. Okay.
Let's say amen. Come on, let's say amen and yes. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap, praise, sacrifice of praise. The Lord been good to me. Let somebody else say, the Lord been good to me. Amen. I don't know about nobody else, but he's been good to me. Amen. Come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise. Come on, give him a hand clap. Say, God, I thank you. Because you've been good to me. You brought me from a mighty, mighty long way. How many of you know, amen, that God kept you from last year to this year, going to another Thanksgiving? Somebody say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he is good, and he is worthy, so worthy, amen. And so we thank God today, amen, for being so good, for being so faithful and so kind to us, that we just want to continue to lift up the name of Jesus. It is he who declared, and if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And so we're just praising God today. Somebody said, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. And I got a testimony. See, a testimony means that you've gone through a test. Amen. How many of you have been tested this year? How many have been tested over the last couple of years? And because you made it through your test, you made it through your trial and your test. Amen. You got a testimony. And it was nobody but God that kept me through all those things. It was nobody but God that made a way out of no way. It was nobody but God that turned my situation around. It was nobody but God that continued to bless me over and over and over again. It was nobody but God that laid it to midnight hour when I didn't know how to go again. God turned my situation around and around. Somebody said, laid it to midnight hour. God's going to turn around. Did God turn around for you? Did you allow him to get through your test? Did you allow him to make it through? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, sometimes you just got to thank God. Sometimes you just got to give him the glory. No matter where you are, amen. Has anybody ever been on your job where you just said, thank you, God, you're working out? Have you ever been going down the street, you just say, thank you, God, you've been mighty good to me. Thank you, God, you blessed my going out and my coming in. Thank you, God, you kept my friends and my family. Thank you, God, you kept the roof over my head. Thank you, God, you kept some food on my table. Thank you, God. I still got clothes and shoes on my feet. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
When you began to thank God, and you began to thank him like that, amen, you know it was nobody but the Lord, amen. Somebody said it was nobody but God. See, man can take credit for a whole lot of things. But God is the one that blesses you over and over again. God is the one that says, this is the day that I've made. I want you to rejoice and be glad in it, because man can't take credit for the day that I have made. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, I feel all right this morning. And an old deacon used to say, woke me up in my right mind. I was, had the blood still running warm in my veins, and I was able to put one foot in front of the other. Amen. Come on now. I was able to see another bright sunshine. It might be cold on the outside, but thank God I got some heat on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are grateful to God. Amen. And he gives us his word. His word, Psalm 24, is our invocation. And our invocation says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him.
Everyone, let us pray. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come this morning thanking you for another day, God, that you have allowed us to wake up, closing our right minds with the use and the activities of our limbs. Father, we thank you, O God, on this morning, Father God, for your grace and new mercies of this day, O God. Lord, we thank you for your love on today. We thank you for your faithfulness unto us on this day, O God. Father, we thank you for the peace, O God, that you have provided for us, O God. O God, we love you and we adore you, and we thank you for this opportunity this morning, Father God. Lord, you are good, and your mercy, it endures forever, Father God. Father God, we pray your blessings upon your people this morning, Father God. We pray that you will touch the hearts and the minds and the spirits of mankind, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the blessings, O God, that you have already given us, Father God. And Father God, we thank you, O God, for, O God, our families. We thank you, Father God, for our church families, O God. O God, we thank you, O God, for the bountiful blessings, O God, that you just keep on giving to us, Father God. And if it had not been for you on our side, God, where would we be, God? But because of who you are, God, this morning, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise on this morning. Oh, God, we come this morning, God, giving you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, God. And so we thank you, oh, God, because we know that praise, oh, God, makes a difference in our lives, Father God. Praise, oh, God, brings healing, oh, God. Praise, oh, God, brings deliverance, Father God. And so, Father, we praise you this morning, Father God. We come with an attitude of gratitude. Morning, Father God, because we are so grateful this morning, Father God. And Father God, we pray, oh God, that you will continue to bless our pastor, oh God. We ask that you will build him up on every leaning side and prop him up where he's weak. Build him up, God, where he feels he's going down, and strengthen him in every area of his life that he needs to work in. We pray, oh God, for our first lady today, God, continue to be with us, Father God. We pray, oh God, this morning for the Heart of God Baptist Church, Father God. Oh God, bless each member, oh God, individually, and bless us collectively, oh God, as a church family, oh God. Father, we thank you for how far you have brought Heart of God, Father God, and we don't thank you at all, Father God. We are so grateful, Father God, for what you have done and what you're doing and what you will continue to do in the lives of Heart of God Baptist Church, oh God. And, oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for keeping our families safe, Father God. And, Father God, we come this morning, God, lifting up mankind everywhere, Father God. And we know, Father God, that there are many needs, Father God, this morning. There are many petitions, Father God. So, Father God, we just ask, Father God, that you would have mercy this morning, Father God, that you would speak to those, oh, God, whose hearts are wounded, whose hearts are broken, Father God. We pray for those, oh, God, who are bereaved this morning, God, strengthen and encourage their hearts this morning, Father God. We pray, oh, God, for those this morning that don't even know you in the free pardon of their sins, Father God, that they might run heal that year. What must I do to be saved, Father God? Oh, God, just strengthen your people, oh, God, this morning, Father God. Continue to keep us, Father God, as the apple of your eye, Father God. and we will continue to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives, Father God. Forgive us for any sins, God, that we may have committed in word, deed, thought, action, or reaction, that you will create within us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, Father God. Oh, Lord, how great, how great, how great you are, Father God. Great is the Lord, and great is the praise. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continue to be in my mouth, Father God. No matter what it looks like, in spite of what it feels like, in spite of what it be like, Father God, we've got to give you the praise this morning, Father God. And we say hallelujah to you this morning, Father God, because you're worthy to be praised this morning, Father God. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. We thank God, amen, for fervent prayer, amen, talking to the Lord, amen. Someone said just a little talk with Jesus makes it all right. So we thank God, amen, that God allows us to talk to him, amen. And when you talk to God, amen, you know he is the one that can do something about it, amen. A lot of times you can talk to folks, amen, and they just listen to what they can do, amen. But when you talk to the King of Glory, come on, that 24th song, and the King of Glory shall come in, amen. When you talk to that God, amen, he can do something about it. There's a song this morning, and usually when we were ministering as a youth minister, we would minister on the third Sundays to the youth, amen, and it was a song that we would sing to the youth, and even when I was a younger person, amen, my parents used to take us to church. There's a song, number 465, and everybody knew it, amen, but I can't remember when I first learned it, but it's called Jesus, amen. And I remember we would go to Sunday school as little kids. I'm telling my age, man. Amen. And the kids would sing Jesus Loves Me. Amen. Y'all remember that? Amen. And it was an easy song, but it made you feel good. Amen. To know that Jesus loves you. It made you feel good. Amen. To know that in spite of all the heartache and the harshness, amen, that can go on in the world, amen, that Jesus loves you, amen? And if you could focus in on that, amen, it helped the days go a little bit further, amen, and go a little bit smoother, amen? But I want you to see what it says in verse 4, verse 1. It says, Jesus loves me, this I know. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him, what, belong. They are weak, but what? He is strong. And then it goes on to reiterate, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me because the Bible what tells me so. So this was a foundation that was put in young people. And I think young people need to learn this song, and some of us older folks, we need to learn it too, amen? Because folks will act like they and call you everything but a child of God, amen? But you just need to tell them, Jesus loves me. This I know, because the Bible tells me so. Let us sing like we were little children to the glory of God. I said like little children to the glory of God. You know that Jesus loves you.
Yes.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Y'all know it. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died. Heaven's gate to open wide, he will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves tells me, oh, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me still, though I'm very weak and ill. From his shining throne on high, comes to wash me when I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. If I love him when I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, the Bible tells me so. Come on, let's give God some praise. If you remember that song, amen, in Sunday school, amen, where you would sing, yes, Jesus loves me, amen. And you find yourself singing it, amen, when you were going home, amen. And in the back of the car or you were walking home, amen, that you were singing, Jesus loves me. And then what I found out, amen, amen, is as you grew, amen, and you found out about how mean the world could be, amen, that when you would reflect on that song, amen, you would understand, amen, that Jesus loves me, amen. Jesus loves me still, amen. In other words, in spite of all the stuff I've done, come on now, in spite of all my ups and downs and all my shortcomings, Jesus still loves me. Come on now. He still loves me. Look at somebody say, he still loves me, amen. Say, I'm not a perfect man. I'm not a perfect woman. But the Bible tells me that Jesus still loves me. And the song and the verse that we were singing with, 3:16, and everybody learned John 3:16. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Yeah, Jesus still loves me. He loves me so. Why? Because the Bible tells me so. You had that foundation, amen. I think some folks are missing that. I think it's not getting passed down from generation, but some of these little children, amen, they got some nasty stuff going on with them, amen. In the schools, they behave a little certain way, amen. I don't know what it is, amen, but somebody need to teach them, yes, Jesus loves me. Somebody need to teach them that God loves you in spite of you. Somebody need to teach them, amen, that God looked past your faults and saw your needs and went to Calvary cross and paid a price, amen, for you and I, that when we die, we can experience a home on high. Somebody needs to let us know that Jesus loves the little children. Somebody needs to let them know you don't have to act a fool. And you don't have to act like you don't have any sin. But if you recognize that Jesus loves you still, he still loves you in spite of the things that you've done, in spite of the waywardness that you have, in spite of the things that you said, that Jesus still loves you. This I know because the Bible what tells me so. Amen. Let's give you honor. Great for those who taught us to sing the praises of God, that those who taught us the word of God, that let us know, amen, that Jesus loves you, amen, that Jesus loves you. That goes a long way, amen, that he didn't just say that he loves you, but he demonstrated that he loves you by sacrificing his life on Calvary's cross. And we need to continue to reach our children and let them know, amen, that the little ones belong to him. And even though they might be weak, he's strong. And he loves us still, amen. And we don't have the ability, amen, to understand this love or finding out, amen, what is it that God loves so much about us, amen, that he would look past our fault. The songwriter said, he thought I was to what? died for it. Amen. And when you understand that God said, I love them so much that even in their flawed condition, I'm going to go ahead and die. I love them so much. Amen. That even when they come up short, what kind of love is that? All right kind of love. Amen. And I'm still going to open my arms wide. I'm still going to go on Calvary cross. I'm still going to shed my blood. I'm still going to hang my head. I'm still going to give up the ghost because I thought it was worth dying for. I thought it was worth going to Calvary cross for. I thought it was worth the things that I had to go through because I loved them so much. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a Savior like that? He cooked you up out of the muck and the miry clay. And wiped you off. He washed you in his blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. That gave you a new heart. That gave you a new walk. Somebody said, I don't look the same. I don't talk the same. I don't walk the same. I got a whole new attitude because of this Jesus that loved me. Amen. I tell you, that language. Amen. When God comes into your heart, when God changes your heart, when God converts you, amen. Yeah, you don't cuss for God like you used to. Oh, I'm telling you, amen. Yeah. Amen. You don't say the things that you used to say, amen. Yeah. You don't think the things that you used to think. See, only God can do that thing. Yeah. Only God can take a stony heart and turn it to a soft heart, amen. And willing to love and look past people fall and see their needs. Somebody said, thank you, Lord. Amen. I may not be all that I want to be, amen. But I thank God I'm not what I used to be, amen. Because Jesus loved me and came in and changed and turned my life around, amen. Of course, you said I wouldn't give nothing for my journey, amen. Because, amen, he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, amen. Look at somebody that been good to me, amen. Don't nobody about nobody else, amen. They be good to me, amen. Somebody say, he a mighty good God, amen. Somebody said, hey, he made a way for me every day of my life, amen. Every breath that I'm taking, amen. Every step that I'm taking, amen. God, good to me, amen. I don't know about you, amen. But every step I make, every breath I take, God has been good. Thank you, Lord. And amen. One day we'll understand it better. By and by. Somebody say, when the morning comes. Yeah, I might not understand it right now. But I serve a good talk. And I'll understand it. We'll understand it better. By and by. So we just until then, Dr. Lindsay, we're going to continue to give him praise. Until the Lord said no, God, we still going to glorify him. Until the Lord said no, God, we still going to praise him. Because we know without a shadow of a doubt, amen. When it comes to God, amen, he's shooting his word, amen. And if he said it, that settles it. Whether you believe it or not. Let me stop right in my mouth. Go ahead, baby. We're going to go. We're going to have some festival. We're going to start in the sanctuary this morning with a testimony. We got a testimony over here. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God that he looked beyond my bones and he saw my need.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God this morning for grace and mercy.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because truly you've been mighty good unto me.
Yes,
but your justice had its way.
Come
on, hallelujah, Jesus. I wouldn't be here this morning, Father.
Yeah.
But I thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, that you did come to get me when I was in my mess.
Yeah.
One more chance, Lord, to get it right. And for that, I'm grateful this morning. And I give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Because, church, truly, he is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Oh, Lamb of God.
Oh,
thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. We are testimony this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. Father, we praise the Lord. Praise him.
Thank
I'm thankful absolutely for another day.
Yeah.
It could have been another way.
Thank you, Lord.
Just thankful for all that God has done for me.
Yes.
Thankful that he does not deal with me according to my sin.
Mm-hmm.
He looks beyond my focus.
Amen.
That's all right. You continue.
Yes.
Do what only he can do.
Yes.
And I love you guys. You guys have a blessed.
Amen. Come on, preachers. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we just want to just grateful for them just waking me up this morning. I'm just so grateful. I know I say this a lot, but even if I did not wake up this morning, I should be asking from the body to be present with the Lord. So that's all right. So either way, it's like a win-win situation. So we just grateful for that. Thank you. I just want to thank God for just blessing me in my life, you know, the people that he has put in my life lately.
Yeah.
You know, God is just like a good grower, you know.
He
plant them seeds, and when it's time for the harvest to come, the harvest just come on out. And so just understand that nothing in your life is a mistake. The people that's leaving your life right now, let them go. Somebody gonna catch that. People that's leaving your life right now, just out of nowhere, let them go.
Yeah.
Because they're just playing a part. Sometimes God is going to take us places that certain people can't go.
Well,
and so what it's called is just a little spiritual boot camp, because God is just trimming off the fat. So you can go where you need to go. So just keep on going. Keep trusting the process and know that God, none of this is caught God by surprise. It might catch you by surprise, but it doesn't caught God by surprise. You're just going through your, just thank God this week, you know, Thanksgiving. Just remember to thank God that he brought us from a mighty long way. And I just want to thank him for the heart of God.
Thank you.
So, you know, we can with two or three of guys. Thank God for everybody's just fire in here. Every Monday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, we show people that we have something to praise God for. So I just want to encourage the heart of God, keep going, because God going to take us some places.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
That
was
just
a morning. Amen. The Lord has been good to me.
Yeah.
Good morning, church.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Somebody say, that's the use of the love of me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Even when I wasn't in love, I was looking for
y'all,
my fault
was on
my knees. Thank you, God. Keep on loving me.
Thank you,
Father. I just thank God for all he's done. I thank y'all for your prayers for me. Week before last, I wasn't feeling that well. I wasn't here. Last week, this week, I went South Carolina to be with my in-laws. So we had a
quiet
time. Grandkids went up like that. So I just thank God for traveling mercy. And I'm asking for traveling mercy this week. He's traveling again. We can have a Thanksgiving dinner on Saturday. So everybody will be home that time. So I just thank God for all he continues to do in my life, and the life of the heart of God, that's the
change. Amen.
So we can truly say he's been good.
Lord,
he's been mighty good.
Yes.
And we don't have no reason to complain about anything.
Because
God, what we ask for, God has given it to us. And I just know he loved me.
Yeah.
And I look back, you know, over my life and everything, things I had done.
Yeah.
I know that was lovely. You know what I'm saying? Some things, okay. Some things I know I'm wrong.
Come on.
God just kept on loving me.
Yeah.
I might walk away, he put me back.
Yeah.
Amen.
Even though when I tell y'all, I love y'all.
Amen.
I couldn't have asked for a better church.
Hallelujah.
I just thank God.
Thank you.
Sometimes you're just, you get alone, you know, sometimes
you feel
such a tear.
Yeah.
But he couldn't hear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You took that little look on your life and see what he has brought you from. Sometimes, like I said, pay back, you never know. But, you know, looking at my sometimes with the shoes that put cardboard in your shoes.
Come on. Testify.
I don't say I have so much money.
Yeah.
I have more than I've been having.
Yeah.
So I thank God for that.
And I thank God that it has still stuck with me that I have been able to share that with my family, with my children, with my nieces and nephews, my neighbors, because this proves to us God is real. He's real in our soul. God has made provisions for us to live a godly life. And I would like to read, well, I don't have to read it. Psalms 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I can say that honestly because he's been so good to me. So, so good to me. And I am able to remember and plant these words in my heart that I will be a vessel here on this earth to pass it on to generation. I thank you, Pastor. I thank you, First Lady, for all of your love that you have extended to me and my family. And I want to wish each and every one of you a happy Thanksgiving. And we must give God on that day and every day the thanks and the praise that he is deserved to glorify him in heaven. Thank you all. Jewel is not down yet, so you all can go on.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. Thank God. Amen. We see Deacon Bryce on the line. Amen. As always, shout out to Deacon Bryce. Amen. Everyone else that is listening in or tuning in, whatever means you're tuning in, amen. We thank God for your steadfast commitment, amen, to just continuing to give God the praise, amen. And know, amen, that God is the one that kept you from last year this time to this year, amen. So we have a lot to be thankful for with God, amen. So we're going to ask that you would go to the Lord with us in prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay if she would get ready to lead us in prayer. But just remember, everyone that's going to be traveling this week or is traveling this week, that they travel in mercy, that they will be able to spend time with family and friends, that they will be able to enjoy each other, and that they will be able to celebrate the Lord and what the Lord has done, that they will continue to have rest and relaxation if they're out of school or vacation or whatever means they are taking this week. Continue to bless all of the teachers and the students as they have a break, and continue to bless all of them, men and women in uniform, that a lot of them don't have a break during this time of year, but they're on watch all over the world. Continue to pray for our president, President Biden, Vice President Harris, all of our senators, the House, the Senate, all of our state and local government. Continue to pray for first responders. I was talking to Dr. Lindsay in a study today. She was saying when she was working that when she worked at the hospital facility that she didn't get any time off because the hospital never closed. And so we would always pray for those that are serving in the hospital, those that find themselves in hospitals or whatever situation you're in, that God would continue to bless them, that he would continue to station angels and people around them that show us the love and kindness of God. Amen. We encourage, amen, that God, amen, is still in control and that God is still making days. And so if you're a little down today or you're missing your loved one, amen, look outside, amen, and say, this is another day that the Lord has made. And in spite of what I'm going through, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen? Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Oh God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. We come thanking you and praising you for your goodness. We thank you for grace and mercy, oh God. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who died for our sins. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And oh God, we thank you because you loved us more than we could ever love ourselves. We thank you, Father God, that you gave us your love gift. We your darling son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And for that, we praise you this morning, Father. And, oh, God, we ask that as you look on our hearts, if you see anything that's not pleasing this morning, we ask, Father, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And, Father God, that as you cleanse us, that you will fill us with more and more of you, Christ Jesus. And, Father God, we thank you for this house of Zion. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Heart of God Baptist Church. We thank you, Father, because you planted this church, yes. Oh God. We thank you, Father, because you gave the vision to Pastor Kasem. And Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you have brought us a mighty long way. We thank you, Father, because you have kept our doors open and you have kept our hearts open, oh God, where we could thank you and praise you, Father. And so for that, we are grateful this morning, oh God. We have a house that we can go to, oh God.
Yeah.
A house that we can serve you and worship you, oh God. In spirit and in truth, oh God.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about bones and bullets, oh God. Because we have the power of the Holy Spirit guiding us and protecting us, oh God. And we're thankful for that this morning. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you will look on the main servant this morning, Father. Continue to bless him. Continue to be his strength, oh God. Father God, we pray for First Lady, that you will bless her in a special manner, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, that you will be her helper and her strength.
Yes.
Be her healer and her way maker, oh God. And then, Father God, we pray that you look on the first family, that you continue to bless them and strengthen them, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, we pray for the grandchildren.
Yes.
Oh God, we pray this morning for the heart of God in his entirety. We thank you for every member that you have placed here, oh God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to be their healing source.
Yeah.
Oh God, whatever they stand in the need of this morning, Jesus, I pray that you will answer their prayer. Oh God, I thank you, thank you, thank you, because truly you've been mighty good unto us.
Yeah.
And then, Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, how you have kept your word, Father, how you kept your promises to us, Father. Oh, God, when we were sick and couldn't get well. Oh, God, you healed our bodies. Oh, God, when we were in bondage, shackled and sin. Hallelujah, Jesus, you gave us salvation.
Yes.
Father God, we didn't know which way to turn, and we were confused and lost. You made a way out of nowhere.
Yes.
And for that, we are grateful this morning. And, Father God, we just want to thank you. And, Father God, I ask your blessings upon every sick person. In hospitals, homes, and nursing homes. Even those that are convalescing at home this morning, I pray, oh God, that you be with them. Oh God, I pray that you look on everyone that's tuned to you this morning, regardless of what kind of communication it is.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. You are on the main line.
Yeah.
So I pray that you touch their souls this morning, that you will meet their needs, Father God. And then, Father God, we are grateful. We are grateful for another Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And even those of us have lost loved ones and they're gone on to see you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we thank you for the memories. We thank you for the time that we spent with them.
Yeah.
Oh, Father God, let us rejoice and be glad.
Yeah.
Let us enjoy what you have given us down here because you didn't have to be good to us.
Right.
And so we are grateful this morning. And, Father God, we ask now that through the preached word, Lord Jesus, that some man, woman, or child will come to know without a shadow of doubt that you are God and you're God all by yourself.
Yeah.
And I pray, Jesus, that through the preach word, that you will do the growth. Hallelujah. Help us to lift you up. That you will draw all men unto you.
Yeah.
That your name will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Hallelujah this morning. Because somebody needs to hear from the Lord Jesus. And oh God, I pray that at some heart, Father God, through gun violence, Father God, through death and through sickness, through pain and suffering, that you will be the comforter that we need today, Father. Comfort us, oh God, through your word and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Let your joy and your peace and your rich graces rest upon these, your people, oh God, and will be forever to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we thank you for these and all blessings. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen.
amen, for fervent prayer. And thank everyone for continuing to pray one for another. Amen. We know, amen, that prayer was something that Jesus taught his disciples to do. We know, amen, that we thank God for all of those saints who are following that plan, amen, and pray for us, amen. A songwriter said, somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. And I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Amen. Somebody said, the preacher prayed for me. Had me on his mind, on her mind. Took the time and prayed for me.
Thank you.
I'm so glad they prayed.
Yes.
I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Somebody says the deacon prayed for me.
Yes.
Had me on their mind. Took the time and prayed for me.
Yes.
And I'm so glad they prayed.
Thank you.
I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Somebody said, my mother prayed for me. Had me on her mind.
Yes, she did.
Took the time to pray for me.
Yes, she did.
And I'm so glad she prayed.
Thank you.
I'm so glad she prayed.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she prayed for me.
Yeah.
Somebody said, my grandma prayed for me.
Yeah.
Had me on her mind. Took the time to pray for me. And I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. Amen. See, some prayer went up. Amen. Somebody said, Lord, look after that little nappy head boy. Amen. It just won't do right. Look after, amen, that little girl, amen, that thinks she's cute but don't know no better. Amen. Look after, amen, that family, that loved one, amen, that God is saying that they don't need God. Look after them, Lord. They forgot about you. They don't want to come and don't want to praise you no more. Look after them, God. Find out, amen, this is the reality and serving the truth and the living God. When you have folks that are praying down on their knees, amen, come on now. Hey, they don't even see it, amen, nobody see them, amen, but they go in their closet, Lord have mercy. And when they call it, they call out your name, amen. You didn't even know, amen, they were calling out your name, but in the closet, they were calling your name by name and one by name, one by one. We thank God, amen, for those that know the words of prayer. The outside that they don't know the words of prayer. But those that know the God that answers prayer and can get a prayer through, amen, I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the prayers of the righteous. That's what God said. He said the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Amen. He said the sick shall be healed. Lord have mercy. And the sins will be forgiven. Amen. Call for the elders of the church. He said if any sick be among you. Amen. But I thank God that at this church called all of God's church, that many folks have been sick, but they've gotten well. Many folks have come to the altar and God has satisfied, healed, and delivered. Many of folks, amen, have said somebody prayed for me and the prayer line went out and all over the globe. Somebody was first healed and delivered. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. God, for the power of prayer. Amen. Prayer, amen, is what's going to get us through. Amen. Somebody said I had to pray all night long. Come on now. There was some folk in the jail, amen, named Paul and Silas, amen, in the bottom of the jail, amen, and at midnight, come on now, they began to pray and sing praises unto God, amen, and don't you know that the earth began to shake, come on now, the shackles began to fall on, come on now, the doors began to open, amen, folk began to get saved. Why? Because they had a prayer and a praise at midnight. We need more prayer and praise at midnight for the shackles to fall off, for the doors to open up. Come on now. For God to get the glory and folks to get saved. It all comes down to being obedient to the Lord. Amen. I'm not going to keep you long. Amen. We want to, amen, talk about what God says. Amen. We will give him the glory. Amen. Believe it or not, that's the only thing that matters. Amen. That God gets the glory. Amen. We read that 24th Psalm this morning. And every time we read it, it says, and the King of glory shall come in. Come on now. He said, the question is, who is the King of glory? Yeah. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head from your gates. Be ye lift up your everlasting door. And the King of glory, what, shall come in. And we thank God, amen, that God isn't a sometime God. I'm going to say it, amen. But soon as you lift up the name of God, soon as you lift up the name of our Savior, the record declares, amen, that God inhabits the praises of his people. And when you begin to praise God, God is present in your praise. Look at somebody and say, God is present in my praise. When you begin to open your mouth and give God the glory, when you begin to lift up holy hands, when you begin to thank God, God is in presence right there with you, because he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. So wherever you are, don't forget to praise God. Look at somebody and say, wherever you are, don't forget to praise God. Sing the key to praising God. Amen. Is having the knowledge, amen, that you have something to praise about. So whatever. In other words, when you have the knowledge, amen, about something to praise about, amen, what happens is you begin to thank God. And after you begin to thank God, amen, what happens is there's a natural spiritual thing that begins to praise God. And when you begin to praise God, then you begin to worship. And when you begin to worship God, what happens is the things that you need spiritually, amen, God begins to exchange it. We call it a strength exchange. God takes your weakness and gives you strength. When you have a knowledge of God, of what God has done, then you begin to thank God. And when you begin to thank God, then you begin to praise God. And when you begin to praise God, then you begin to worship God. And when you begin to worship God, God begins to bless you spiritually, that what you have the need of, he will begin to supply you in the midst of your worship, in the midst of your praise, in the midst of your thanksgiving, in the midst of your understanding how blessed you are. And so what we want to do is we want to look at a very familiar passage of Scripture. And in this very familiar passage of Scripture, what this is going to do is it's going to solidify and cement, amen, your path, amen, to worship. Lord have mercy. See, we need to have a path that is solidified, amen, to worship. And the enemy, the devil, Satan, he does not want you to have a path to worship. He wants to keep you stagnant. He wants to keep you doubting. He wants to keep you upset. He wants to keep you complaining. He wants to keep you from remembering all the blessings that God has provided for you all of your life. Because he knows that if you begin to acknowledge and recognize that God has blessed you all of your life, that you will stay on the path to acknowledge the things that God has blessed you with, begin to thank God for the things that God has blessed you with, begin to praise God for the things that he has blessed you with, and begin to worship God for the things that he's blessed you with. And in the midst of all that process, your worship will turn into blessings for what you stand in the need of physically and spiritually, and kind of that you might find yourself in. And so what we want to do is we want to go to 1 Thessalonians, and we want to go to verse, the chapter 5 in 1 Thessalonians. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, what we do is we find that God is encouraging the church of Thessalonica, amen, to hold on even in the midst of the trials of that day. And what I want to do is get us, and today, is to hold on and focus in on God that even in the midst of us going through some things, look at somebody say, even in the midst of you going through some things, you still can receive a blessing from God. You still can worship God. You still can praise God. You still, amen, can have an understanding that even though I'm going through, that God is working it out for what? My goodness. So if you go in that 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and you begin to see Paul begin to speak to them, he goes to verse 9, he says, "For God has not appointed us to wrath, but unto obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ." And so the first thing that we need to understand, amen, is that God has saved us. Lord have mercy. See, this is the base, this is the base, yeah. Amen, of our path, amen, to worship and receive our blessing in worship, is to know that Jesus Christ has saved you. And when you have that foundation, amen, that Jesus is your rock, that Jesus is your base, yes, that Jesus is your foundation, then you can approach and get to verse 18. Yes. And verse 18 says, in everything, amen, give thanks. Why? For this is the will of God, what in Christ Jesus, look your mirror up, amen, don't point to somebody else, concerning who? You. Amen? In other words, you want to understand the will of God for who? Me, right? But God says, in order for you to understand my will, that you can give thanks in everything, you have to have a foundation, amen, of Christ's salvation in Christ Jesus. And so in order for you to be able to matriculate yourself through that path, that in whatever situation you find yourself in, that you can give thanks, amen. And the way that you give thanks, amen, is having a knowledge that you're already saved and God didn't bring you to this thing to leave. Amen? Because what God wants us to do, amen, is to be able to figure out what his will is in our lives. And once we figure out what God's will is for our lives, amen, we can begin to be like Paul that says, I can do all things well through Christ. No matter what the will is, he'll be the one that gives me the strength to be able to make it through to do his will. And when I have that foundational understanding of salvation in Jesus Christ, I have the ability to acknowledge that I'm saved, to be able to thank God that I'm saved, to be able to praise God that I'm saved, to be able to worship God that I'm saved, and be able to receive what I need to be able to deal with the situation that is the will of God, amen, and still give back. Oh, that works. But if we don't have that foundation in verse 9, it's going to be a rough leg. It's going to be a rough road. So in verse 10, it says, not only is we obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, it is who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. So he's giving us a perspective, Sister Juanita. Amen. And I believe the preacher, amen, expounded on this a little bit earlier today, that whether we're living or whether we're dying, we're still blessed by God. Whether we're alive in Christ or whether we're dying in Christ, amen, we still, amen, are in Christ. In other words, whether you sleep, whether those who passed already have gone before, or those that are yet remaining, we're still blessed because of the salvation provided by Jesus Christ. And so when you get to Thanksgiving, sometimes you're sometimes people remember those that have left. But I'm here to tell you, according to the word, God said the folks that are already left, they still blessed, amen. And if the truth be told, amen, they won't come back here anyway. Amen. Whatever. Amen. But in verse 11, he says, wherefore? And this is the thing that we have to get by our church. It says, comfort put yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. In other words, God said, I want you to be able to have an assurance in Jesus Christ's salvation that no matter what you're going through, you can comfort each other and help each other make it through. Have I got a witness today? It's a good thing, amen, when somebody will come alongside and say, I love you, I understand what you're going through. Well, I might not understand, but I'm praying for you, brother. I'm praying for you, sister. I'm praying that things will work out. And while you're going through, is there anything that I can help or be of assistance to? I'm going to be of help and assistance to. Until God has his will and his way in your life, you can count on me that I'm going to edify and build you up. I'm not going to tear you down. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to sneer your name. I'm not going to do you wrong. But I'm going to love you and edify you just like God loves and edifies and wants you to love and edify me. Verse 12, he goes on, he says, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Lord and admonish you. In other words, those folks that are looking out for you, love you enough to tell you when you did wrong, Lord, have mercy. And when you was a humdinger, Lord, have mercy. That they would stand there and tell you that you are a humdinger and tell you about yourself and criticize you with love and tell you, you ought not to do this, you ought not to do this, you ought to do it this way. And because they're in a position of authority, because they're in a position, amen, where they've gone and they've understood and they've been there, they've done that, and they're looking out for you, what they're trying to do is keep you and I from going down that same path, amen, of destruction. And so God says, thank God. He says, know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. In other words, folks, amen, that have taken the time, amen, about your situation. Folks that have taken the time and taking your situation to the Lord in prayer. Those that minister to you week after week and day after day and Sunday after Sunday. And some parents, they pull out day after day, even when they're tired, even though they don't feel like it. They take care of their children. They take care of them over and over and over again through the attitude, through the running nose, through the sickness, through the hospital, the back, and all the things. And God said, you are to, amen, notice them that they're laboring on your behalf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And it goes the same way in ministry. If you see, amen, folks that are true in ministry, I'm not talking about no jackleg ministry. I'm talking about those that are true in ministry, that year after year they're praying for you, they've been there for you, they to the wedding, they gone to the hospital, they gone to the funeral, they gone to the nursing home, they've done the things, amen, that God has instructed them to. They've encouraged you, they set up means of ways that you can be ministered to. These are the folks that God said you ought to esteem them highly and recognize, amen, that this is something that was sent by God so that you can receive your blessing. Verse 13 says, if you esteem them very highly in love, for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. See, these folks were getting off the chain because they was ready to get right church and go home. And so they weren't working, they weren't eating, they weren't treating each other right. They wanted to work. The Bible said, if you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. And they were sitting around talking about Jesus on the way back. So I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to treat you right. I ain't going to do this for nobody. I ain't going to do this for nobody but myself. And God said, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself and understand, amen, that God has not told anybody, but the Father knows when he comes back. But until he comes back, continue to edify. Continue to build each other up. Continue to minister. Continue to love each other. Continue to provide. Continue to work. And continue to serve God in a manner that's pleasing in his sight. Don't give up on God. Don't sit down on God. When God comes and cracks the sky, it'll be he who calls us from labor to reward. And so until he comes, we need to occupy and do what thus said the Lord. His deal, amen, why we are still here. And yes, it gets rough sometimes, and yes, it gets tough sometimes, and yes, you go through with trials and tribulations, but God said in the midst of the rough, the tough, the trial, the tribulation, he said, you ought to give thanks, amen, because this is the will of God concerning what you. Then he goes on, verse 14, and he says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble mind, support the weak. And this is the one that I have to continue to go over. Lord have mercy. It says, be patient. Lord have mercy. It says, Dr. Lindsay, it says, oh man, goodness gracious. You mean you can't just pick and choose who you're going to be patient with? Lord have mercy. You mean you can't figure Jews, amen, you just gonna deal with Christian folk? It said, oh man, Dr. Lizzie, it said, oh man, Lord have mercy. That means the folk on your job, your neighbor, the folk down the hall, the folk you run through in the mall, this one and that one, this is the word of God. And you say, oh my God, why do I gotta deal with these folk? Because God says you're dealing with them according to his will is that they're in your presence, amen. And God said, my will is for you to behave in a godly manner to show the prior conviction that God has done in your life, to show that you can stand up by the strength and the power of God to be able to give thanks and tell them and give them a reason of the hope that lies within you in Christ Jesus. Whatever. But he said toward all men, look at somebody said, didn't you mean all men? Oh, man. He said, who is my neighbor? You mean my neighbor too? Lord have mercy. Treat your neighbor as you won't be treated. He said, who is my neighbor? God said, all men. Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord. Look at somebody said, some folks just ain't easy to get along with. Lord have mercy. Some folks in your house ain't even easy to get along with. Lord have mercy. Say, some folks in the church, I'm meddling now. Some folks in the church ain't easy to get somebody, I'm meddling now. They're not easy to get away with, get along with. But God says clearly, Dr. Sykes, he says, Lord have mercy. Be what? Patient toward what? All men. Some folks want white, you have some white out, we can wipe that out and cross that out, we ain't gonna highlight it. You know, some folks highlight stuff in the Bible, amen. Well, we gonna wipe that one out, amen. Lord have mercy. He said, oh my gosh. Be patient toward what? All men, support the weak, comfort the feeble minded, amen. And warn them that are unruly. In other words, get involved, amen, with these things. Just funny, this is the thing I tell people about participating in the process. See, it changes the process if you don't participate. Now, you have no right to complain and bellyache and bemoan, amen, about the situation if you're not seeking God's face, seeking God's will, asking God to lead and show you how to get involved in the process to equate a type of change, a godly change. In other words, keep your mouth closed, amen, if you're not going to participate in the process. And then, Lord have mercy, this is what's going on in our world today where you have young men and people killing young teenagers and everybody's got a gun and everybody's scared and everybody feels like they're being disrespected. And so now everybody's got a gun and everybody's shooting everybody anywhere and everything. People get hit by stray bullets and it's just a sad situation. And so God says we can't just sit back and complain. We've got to get involved in the process, amen, of carrying out God's will and telling the unruly and telling the feeble-minded and supporting the weak and being patient toward all men. We can't stick our head in the sand and think it's going to go away because God says this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In other words, if it's happening on your watch, God has equipped you and prepared you to be able to make a difference, to participate in the process that somebody would come to know Jesus in the midst of this storm, in the midst of this trial, in the midst of this tribulation, and glory and see of their there. What he says about these folk that are in the church, Lord have mercy. A lot of people got church hurt, Lord have mercy. Because folk weren't acting godly, but they was acting evil. Have I got a witness? In verse 15, he says, see that none render evil what? For what? Evil unto who? Any man. There's that word that we won't blank that out. You mean I can't be evil to this guy over here? You mean I can't even do this woman? But she cut me off. Well, he cut me off. She said, he did, he did. Can I, brother, sister, I can't, God said it's not to anything. He said, be patient in the verse before that. Be patient with all men. And don't render evil for evil unto who, Dr. Lindsay? Anything. Oh, but my natural tendency of a man is when I can't have my way is to reach out and act out. Amen? But what does God say? He says, but ever follow that which is what? Good. Both among what? Yourselves, and here it goes again, Dr. Lindsay, to what? Oh, man. God. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I can't get out of it. I ain't got no white house. Lord have mercy. And God is saying that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can deal with all men in your situation, amen, because this is the will of God concerning what? You. You got to understand, amen, that God is the one that's leaning, amen, on erecting you, amen, that you have the ability to do that which is good and tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, amen, so they will come to know Jesus as just a, sometimes you're in a situation you don't want to be in, you're like, Lord, why, please don't know why, amen, and all God is asking you is tell them, amen, about the goodness of Jesus. He's asking you to plant, he's asking you to water, he ain't asking you to give any increase, but he said, if you plant and if you water, then he'll give what? The increase. That's tight, though, when he says all men. And here's the key, Dr. Lindsay. I'm going to have mercy. In order for you to stay in this frame of mind, you're going to have to stay prayed up. Lord have mercy. And if you're looking for a title to the sermon, amen. The title will be Prayed. Stay prayed up and stay thankful, Lord have mercy. And so in order to deal with folk in your neighborhood, come on now. Verse 16, it says to learn to rejoice evermore. In other words, you got to learn how to rejoice in the Lord at all times. Someone quoted the scripture today that said that they will bless the Lord at all times and that God's praise will continue to be in their mouth. In other words, in order to be able to rejoice, you got to stay prayed up and you got to stay thankful. Otherwise, the devil will try to come in and steal your joy. Have I got a witness? Amen. But somebody realized that the devil didn't give you the joy. And the devil can't take it away. Have I got a witness today? Amen. And because the enemy didn't give you the joy, they can't take it away. But they can try to influence you that you will walk around, say amen, disappointed. But I'm here to tell you that you can rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Why? Because God is the one that has given you the joy. Look at somebody and say, Jesus is the joy of my salvation. Jesus is the one that saved my soul. Jesus is the one that gives me the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the reason for every season. It might be Thanksgiving on America's calendar, but I got a new for you today, that every day, I said every day on God's calendar is the day of Thanksgiving. Have I got a witness today? And so because every day is a day of Thanksgiving, I might be down. You might not be feeling like it, but because the day is the day that the Lord has made, we ought to rejoice. What does rejoice mean? That I'm going to do it again. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Look at somebody. I thank God that this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will, I will, I will, I will I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, God called them to stumble in pain or stumble home. Then it can't be against me. In this will I be covered in one thing have I delighted of the Lord, and have to dwell in the house of the Lord. And behold, the covering of his temple. Usher glad today, you can stay prayed up and thank God in the midst of the storm. You can stay prayed up and thank God that God is working it out. Somebody said, when I look back over my and see things on my, I can truly say, I've got his testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. And when you understand that, when you understand that, you can stay right up. You can stay thankful and say, God, this is the will of your God concerning us in Christ Jesus. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to stay prayed up. In all things. And when you stay prayed up, when you stay thankful, when you keep rejoicing in the God of your salvation, Lord have mercy. You'll be able to make it through. I don't care what Thanksgiving brings or Thanksgiving doesn't bring. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. We just got to learn. To trust in God. And know without a shadow of doubt that God is true to his word. So church, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. And remember, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Remember the process to that foundational path to your blessing. That the foundation is salvation. And when you got salvation, that you thank God. And that Thanksgiving is going to lead to some praise. So when you're eating that turkey, when you're eating that ham, when you're eating those candy yams, somebody gets hungry, when you're eating that potato salad and black-eyed peas and greens and rolls and all of those fancy fixings that come along with it, don't forget to thank God, to praise God, to give God the glory and to worship God and watch God continually to bless you in your worship. Has anybody ever got delivered in worship, Lord? Anybody ever got in the midst of your worship? And you went through some turmoil. You went through some hell. Somebody said, oh, look like what I've been through. But in the midst of your work, anybody ever been there in the midst, you pressed your way. Come on now. Oh, your heart was heavy. You weren't feeling like it. You just didn't know you was all out of sorts. Things were turning one thing after the other thing was turning bad. But in the midst of your worship, God have mercy. God came in and ministered to you. God came in and eased the pain. God came in and soothed your mind. God came in and gave you peace. That's a path all understand. You was able to continue down the journey. And you was able to continue to say, God, I don't understand it now, but in all things, I'm going to give you thanks. You began to worship God and you began to appreciate worship. See, the problem is people don't come to church. People don't worship God. They don't understand the blessings that comes in worship. But you got to put some time in before you get to worship. I'm better. See, you want to get to worship and get to the extrinsic things. But you don't want to put the legwork in to get to worship. Lord have mercy. You got to put some legwork in. You got to go through some trials. You got to understand salvation. You got to understand to be thankful. You got to understand about praise. And you got to understand about worship. But if you don't know salvation, you don't understand thankful, you don't know how to praise, ain't no way in the world you're going to experience nothing in worship. And you'll be in a church full of all bunch of people that are worshiping God. Amen. And you'll be like, well, I ain't got none of that. That's because you ain't been thankful. That's because you haven't praised. That's because you haven't recognized or might not be saved that God is the God of your salvation. And you don't know what you're going through is the will of God in you in Christ Jesus concerning you. But when you understand that, you say, God, this is your will. Help me to make it through. But why are you helping me, God? I will thank you. Why are you helping me, God? I will praise you. Why are you helping me, God? I will worship you. And in the midst of your worship, doing God's will, God will pour out a blessing in the midst of your worship. Exchange your weakness for his strength, and God will allow you to get through to do his will. And you'll be smiling, and everybody thinking everything is upside down in your life. Amen. And you'll break out in a praise. You'll break out in a thank you. And you'll break out in a worship. What's that worship song? I worship you, O mighty God. That is what I want to do. I hear you praise, for you are my and I worship you, O mighty God. O mighty God, there is none like you. And everybody's believing. I worship you, O mighty God. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, and I worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Somebody say, there is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. If I can search for eternity, Lord, and find there is none. There is none like you. Let's sing it again. There is none like you. He's starting to work it out. Come on. No one else can touch my heart like you do. Oh. I can search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like Jesus, there is something about come on, come on. King and kingdom, they will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Come on, come on, come on. And I worship you. That's where the exchange begins to happen. That's where the weakness is exchanged for strength. None like you. Come on. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity and find. There is none. pray that you will bless this offering, that it leaves your kingdom building. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, let us worship.
Come, let us worship. Everybody worship the Lord. Come, let us worship. It's time to praise the Lord. Come, let us worship. Everybody worship. Come, let us worship.
Songs for y'all, Lord have mercy. I was, Lord have mercy. Ready to roll, resting to roll, resting to roll. Ding ding ding. That's a rough scripture, Reverend Lynn. They're rough. To all men. You're like, what? Hold on a second. Let me wipe that out.